Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, April 7th, 2025.
Dr. Peter Marks resigns from FDA amid misinformation concerns. Dr. Peter Marks, the top vaccine official at the FDA, has resigned, sparking concerns about the future of public health. In his letter to Acting Commissioner Sarah Brenner, he expressed serious worries about how misinformation is affecting vaccine safety decisions. Marks criticized the leadership for prioritizing misleading information over scientific facts, stating that meaningful dialogue with anti-vaccine advocate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was not possible. This resignation coincides with plans by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to lay off 10,000 workers, which could severely impact public health services. Marks played a crucial role in the rapid approval of COVID-19 vaccines and is known for the initiative Operation Warp Speed. His departure has drawn sharp criticism from experts like Dr. Paul Offit, who argue that it allows misinformation to overshadow vital public health discussions. With a measles outbreak affecting over 370 people in Texas, the stakes are high. Mark's resignation highlights an urgent need for transparency and integrity in health policy. What does this mean for vaccine safety in America?
Woo Won-sik's proposal for constitutional change in South Korea. Woo Won-sik, the Speaker of South Korea's National Assembly, has proposed a bold plan to limit presidential power. This follows the impeachment of President Yoon Suk-yeol, who was removed for declaring martial law in December 2022. A recent poll reveals that 54% of South Koreans support changes to the constitution to prevent excessive presidential authority. Woo emphasizes the urgency of these changes, suggesting they could be decided in a national vote during the presidential election on June 3, 2025. The last major constitutional update was in 1987, which established direct presidential elections and a single five-year term. Many citizens are now advocating for a fairer distribution of power to strengthen democracy. If adopted, these proposals could reshape South Korea's political landscape for years to come.
Explosions rock Kyiv amid ongoing conflict. On April 6, 2025, Kyiv experienced devastating blasts that shook the city at 10:28 a.m. The military administration confirmed that air defense systems were activated during the incident. This alarming event highlights the ongoing struggle that began in 2014 with Russia's takeover of Crimea and escalated in 2022 with a full-scale invasion. The explosions threaten ordinary people and essential services in Kyiv. President Volodymyr Zelensky is focused on strengthening defense measures and rallying global support as the conflict continues to impact international stability. The situation remains tense, underscoring the urgent need for attention and assistance.
U.S. revokes visas for South Sudanese nationals amid political crisis. On April 6, 2025, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced a major change. All visas for South Sudanese passport holders are being revoked. This decision follows claims that the South Sudanese government has not accepted the return of its citizens. Rubio stressed that every country must allow the return of its nationals when requested, including the United States. Additionally, the U.S. will stop issuing new visas to South Sudanese nationals. This shift in policy comes under President Donald Trump, who resumed office on January 20, 2025. Previously, South Sudanese nationals were granted temporary protected status by the Biden administration, which will expire on May 3, 2025. The situation in South Sudan is increasingly alarming, with ongoing conflict and political instability, raising fears of renewed civil war. The violence has already claimed around 400,000 lives since 2013. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged global leaders to act to prevent further chaos. Tensions are rising between President Salva Kiir and Vice President Riek Machar, especially after Machar's recent arrest, which his party argues undermines a crucial peace deal.
Trump administration's controversial appointment. A surprising appointment in the Trump administration has raised eyebrows among diplomats. Lou Olosky, a national security lawyer with just 4 years of experience, has been chosen to lead the Global Talent Management Bureau at the U.S. State Department. This move aligns with Trump's efforts to reshape the federal workforce under his America First policies. Olosky, who joined the Foreign Service in 2021, previously worked at the Department of Homeland Security. Alarm bells are ringing among experienced diplomats and a key diplomats group, which criticized the decision for undermining the tradition of selecting seasoned professionals. In an internal email, Olosky's predecessor, Catherine Rodriguez, called the transition a profound moment and urged staff to welcome him. However, Kent Longsdon, a career diplomat and former ambassador to Moldova, has threatened to resign in protest, reflecting dissatisfaction among seasoned diplomats. The bureau oversees about 70,000 employees who may face potential job cuts as the administration continues its efforts to reduce the federal workforce. What does this mean for the future of U.S. diplomacy?
Legal challenges over nationwide injunctions in the U.S. A major legal issue is unfolding in the United States regarding the power of federal judges to issue nationwide injunctions, court orders that can halt government policies across the country. Both former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden have expressed concerns about the consequences of these judicial actions. Recently, Sarah Harris, the acting U.S. Solicitor General under Trump, requested the Supreme Court to limit judges' authority in this area. Elizabeth Preloger, the current Solicitor General under Biden, echoed these worries, highlighting the disruptions caused by such orders. The ability of a single judge to issue a nationwide injunction is crucial for Trump's plans. Legal experts, including Amanda Frost from University of Virginia, note that both political parties have criticized this judicial power, which can restrict executive authority. Trump has urged Congress to take action against judges who impede his agenda, calling the situation toxic. This ongoing debate raises important questions about executive overreach and the balance of power in the U.S. legal system. What does this mean for the future of governance in America?
Russian airstrikes and rising casualties. On April 6, 2023, a Russian airstrike hit Kyiv, resulting in one death and three injuries. The attack occurred in the Donetsk district, as reported by Mayor Vitaly Klitschko, causing significant damage to vehicles and buildings. Just a day earlier, a missile strike on Kryvyi Rih claimed 19 lives and left 75 injured. Alexander Vilkal, head of Kryvyi Rih's military administration, announced 3 days of mourning starting April 7 to honor the victims. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky stressed that the rising number of Russian attacks shows the urgent need for more international pressure on Moscow. In just 1 week, Russia launched over 1,000 guided bombs, nearly 670 drones, and more than 30 missiles across Ukraine. This ongoing violence raises serious concerns about civilian safety and the humanitarian crisis in the region.
Iran's indirect talks with the U.S. on nuclear program. Iran is pursuing indirect negotiations with the United States about its nuclear program, amid growing fears of conflict and military threats from the U.S. A senior Iranian official has stated that Oman will act as a mediator for these discussions, which aim to assess the U.S.'s commitment to a political solution. This comes after the U.S. withdrew from the 2015 agreement known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, under former President Donald Trump, leading to renewed sanctions that have hit Iran's economy hard. Recently, Trump suggested to Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei that talks could be beneficial, but Iran has rejected direct discussions due to ongoing threats. Iran has also warned neighboring countries, including Iraq, Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Turkey, and Bahrain, that any support for a U.S. attack could have serious consequences. The situation is further complicated by Iran's rapid uranium enrichment, nearing weapons-grade levels, which has raised alarms from the U.N. nuclear watchdog. As military actions continue in Gaza and Lebanon, the potential for a wider regional conflict is a growing concern for Gulf states.
Meta Platforms launches Llama 4 AI models. Meta Platforms has excitingly launched its latest artificial intelligence models, Llama 4 Scout and Llama 4 Maverick, on April 5, 2025. These advanced AI systems can easily handle and combine various types of data, like text, video, images, and audio, making them incredibly versatile. Meta claims these models are their most advanced yet, setting a new standard for AI applications. They also previewed Llama 4 Behemoth, described as one of the smartest AI models designed to help develop future technologies. To support these ambitious AI projects, Meta plans to invest around $65 billion in infrastructure this year, showing their dedication to staying competitive in the fast-changing AI landscape. However, the launch faced some early problems with reasoning and math tasks, as well as concerns about its ability to conduct human-like voice conversations compared to models from OpenAI. The release of Llama 4 is expected to greatly impact businesses and consumers, enhancing user experiences across various applications.
Support for Marine Le Pen in Paris rally. On April 6, 2025, thousands of passionate supporters filled the streets of Place Vauban in Paris to rally behind Marine Le Pen, the leader of the National Rally Party. This gathering followed her conviction on March 29 for misusing European Parliament funds, resulting in a 4-year sentence that includes 2 years of house arrest and a 5-year ban from public office. Many attendees viewed the conviction as politically motivated, chanting, Marine Presidente, in defiance. Jordan Bardella, Le Pen's 29-year-old protégé and president of the National Rally, delivered a powerful speech, accusing French judges of trying to silence dissent and calling March 29 a dark day for France. Supporters carried signs with messages like, Justice taking orders, and Stop the legal overreach, reflecting their belief that the judicial system is biased against Le Pen. This rally highlighted the growing political rifts in France, as supporters denounced the ruling while critics argued it was necessary accountability. Political expert John Goodman criticized the swift pace of Le Pen's appeal, set for summer 2026, ahead of the 2027 presidential election. The event raised important questions about the future of democracy in France.
Goldman Sachs predicts China's economic response to U.S. tariffs. Goldman Sachs forecasts that China will introduce economic stimulus measures in response to the higher import taxes imposed by the United States. These tariffs, announced by President Donald Trump, could reduce China's economic growth by at least 0.7 percentage points this year. Before these tariffs, China's growth was exceeding expectations, prompting Goldman Sachs to consider adjusting their forecasts for 2025. Despite these challenges, they still project a growth rate of around 4% for China in 2025, while lowering their earnings growth forecast from 9% to 7%. The new tariffs include an additional 34% tax on Chinese goods, raising the total duties to 54%. In retaliation, China is responding with a 34% tariff on all U.S. goods and restrictions on certain rare earth minerals. These trade tensions are causing significant fluctuations in Asian stock markets, raising concerns about a potential global economic decline. Investors are speculating that the U.S. Federal Reserve may soon cut interest rates, highlighting the interconnectedness of our global economies and the disruptions tariffs can create.
LG Energy Solutions' impressive profits surge amid market challenges. LG Energy Solution, a leading electric vehicle battery supplier in Seoul, South Korea, has reported a remarkable 138% rise in its quarterly earnings. For the first quarter of 2025, the company announced profits exceeding 370 billion won, a significant increase from last year's 157 billion won. However, after factoring in tax credits from the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act, LG faced an operating loss of 83 billion won, highlighting the tough challenges in the current market. Despite these obstacles, the company exceeded analysts' expectations, who had predicted profits of just 29 billion won. While the electric vehicle sector has been booming, recent economic shifts have led to a decline in consumer interest, impacting suppliers like LG Energy Solution, which works with major automakers such as General Motors and Tesla. What does this mean for the future of electric vehicles?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.